Hey, it's me, the T-O-N-Y-T, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. So, Vision died. I saw it. Twice, actually. The second time, Thanos ripped the Mind Stone from his forehead before leaving him a lifeless, gray, ashy husk. It would happen right there in Avengers Infinity War. But now, Vision is back? Maybe? I'm not 100% sure yet. In the Disney Plus limited series WandaVision. But honestly, coming back from the grave, that's not new. Get ready for some no-surprise spoilers. Superman died in Dawn of Justice, but he came back for Justice League. Groot gave his life to save the Guardians of the Galaxy, but he came back in the form of a lovable little sapling. Wong dies defending the Sanctum Sanctorum, but Doctor Strange brings him back using the Time Stone and the Eye of Agamotto. Gamora dies, but she comes back in an earlier form with a little bit of time travel hijinks, but still. Agent Coulson died when Loki skewered him in Avengers, but after a trip to Tahiti, it's a magical place, he came back for TV's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Professor X dies in X-Men 3, but then he came back. I don't actually remember how. At a certain point, all those X-Men movies just kind of became a really weird blur to me. To be fair, though, dying and coming back is kind of a standard day at the office for comic book characters. But did you know that that's also one of the defining characteristics of Christ followers? The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 7, "As for you, you, meaning you and me, were dead in our transgressions and sins, in which we used to also live when we followed the ways of this world and the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who's now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving wrath. But because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It's by grace you've been saved, and God raises us up with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming age He might show the incomparable riches of His grace expressed in His kindness to us in Christ Jesus." You see, we were once dead in sin, and now we're alive in Jesus. We've been given that second chance to be heroic. So what are you doing with the life that you've been given as a gift? And it is a gift. The Bible follows this passage by reminding us that all this happens because of grace, not because of anything you've done or because I've done. No one gets to brag or boast about the life that they have. All we can do is live it in such a way as to honor the one who breathed His life back into our dead souls. So go and do something heroic today. Your life is a gift, so go make it count. That's what heroes do. Well, that's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Tony T for the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, I ain't got to go home, but I can't stay here.